I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now, today's video is one that I am super excited for. Over on my community tab, I asked you guys what sort of videos you wanted to see from me this week in the future, and some of you came through with this fantastic suggestion of r/writing prompts, a subreddit that I've made a couple of videos on in the past, but I really haven't touched for a long time now. And to be honest, that's my bad, because I really enjoy the videos I made, and you guys seem to as well. Now, if you've never heard of this subreddit, to briefly explain what it is, someone will come up with a writing prompt, you know, a suggestion, a title, a heading, an idea, and then the commenters down below will pretty much just come up with their own stories in relation to that prompt, going off the prompt and just writing whatever their hearts desire, making really creative, fictional, but really creative and fun stories below that, you know, we get to enjoy. Now, as you can see from the title and the thumbnail of this video, this one is really interesting, and I came across and I thought I had to bring it to you guys. So without further ado, let's get into what the writing prompt is. You are a student 400 years in the future. You are assigned a project to study trends of the early 2000s. In your deep research, you learn a horrible secret. The gods you worship now were originally portrayed on trading cards known as Pokemon. So, there's the prompt. Let's get into the top rated reply in the comments down below. A truly wonderful story. Here we go. It was a normal day, and I was just a normal teenage kid before I became this pariah, this heretic or hero, depending on who you talk to. Oh, how I wish I knew that Saturday morning what I know now. Would I do the same, or would I bury my head in blissful ignorance? I'd gone downstairs for breakfast and lied to my mum about having done my morning prayers. I can't remember which of the 151 gods we were supposed to pray to that day, but I usually skipped it. If it was Zapto, I would often take the time to admire the little stone statue we had for prayers. I liked the way the artisan had carved the spiky wings and imbued the piece with a feeling of motion. The rest were fairly mundane. We weren't a rich family, and we couldn't afford the extravagant prayer aids that some families could. Mum was nagging me about my room and asking when I was going to finally get round to tidying it, but I had other things on my mind. The project for Mr. Hemmings had to be completed by Monday, and I'd written absolutely nothing about it yet. It was a big deal for the school. Harlow Falls High School had recently uncovered a trove of time capsules. A head teacher around 500 years or so ago must have had a thing for them, because every student in that school filled and buried one. Judging by the contents of the first two that I had opened, the students must have been forced to fill them. The contents stank of a half-assed project. So far, I had found a week-long diary of a student's daily life. This was either an unremarkable student, or they all lived unremarkable lives. I don't mean that in a harsh way. I'm sure Richard Andrews was a perfectly good dude, but I got about as much out of that as someone would reading my diary. Until today. They must have been told to put a favourite toy in too, because I had a really old yo-yo and some sort of shiny disc, possibly some sort of old digital media. It had Metal Gear and Solid written underneath, and there was a hole cut out of the centre. I was exasperated. How was I supposed to write a 2-page essay on this junk? Mr. Hemming was going to hit the roof on Monday. I tried searching the infonet for any details on this Metal Gear, but nothing was coming up. Any information from before our great ecclesiastical republic had formed seemed to have been purged. It was like hitting a brick wall when trying to look past 300 years ago. I gave my mum a kiss, muttered some vague promises about my room, and grabbed my jacket, phone, keys, and Pika Charm. The Pika Charm was a little silver model of the god Pika, a mouse-like creature with a spiky tail and whiskers. It was cute and brought luck. I never left the house without it. I wasn't really religious, but I wasn't an idiot after all. I hopped on my skateboard and started heading towards the school. It went against every fiber of my being to head to school on a Saturday, but I had one more time capsule to open and I needed to get that essay written. I skated out of the suburb and into town. I passed Spiritual Park and looked enviously at the center fountain. The fountain had a huge bronze statue of Venus in the center. The giant toad-like face looked almost gloating at me, with colorful flowers sprouting from its back. It was surrounded by a circular water feature with the god Squirtoys, a stone statue of the turtle god with hidden water pipes, spraying water in fantastic arcs across the pool and Venus. It was the edge of the pool that I was envious of, though. An incredibly smooth stone curb that was fantastic for grinding along on my board. I glanced around and saw the garden caretakers huddled nearby and knew that those religious nuts would kick up a storm if they saw me grinding the fountain again. Last time they got word to my mum and she didn't let me forget it for months. So I thought better of trying a frontside grind with so many people about and I headed reluctantly onto school. When I got there, I entered the code into the electronic door lock that Mr. Hemmings had given us and went towards the history classroom. There's something eerie about an empty school. You could hear a pin drop, and I was used to the noise of shouting, ringing of bells, and people running up and down the halls. I shook off the feeling and made my way into the room. My two open capsules were there, with the junk discarded to the side, and next to it, my only hope. The last unopened capsule, a grey metal tube about 30 centimetres long and as wide as a dinner plate. I unscrewed the top, praying to Pika that I would finally get some luck and find something worth writing about. The lid came off easily, unlike that second one which had taken a few minutes of straining and cursing, and I gently tipped the contents onto the desk. I first saw another diary and swore out loud. I was not going to read through another week's worth of inane teenage rambling. I pushed it to the side and saw a set of cards tied together with a band. They'd been individually slotted into see-through plastic sleeves, perhaps for protection. They were blue with a red and white sphere in the center. The writing caught my eye. Pokemon in an exciting yellow font. They looked cool, but I wasn't sure about how I could write two pages on them. I flipped them over and my breath caught. I was staring at a picture of the god Doug. Revered by miners, no one would enter a mine without an image of Doug on their clothing. It was said terrible things would happen if they did. Whoever created this was clearly fiercely religious. The artistry was incredible. Bright colours and smooth lines, far better than the images the miners wore. I tore my eyes from the picture and scanned the rest of the card. The top was titled Diglett, which struck me as strange, but 500 years had passed, so perhaps language had changed, and the top right had 40 HP with a red circle containing a fist. Underneath the picture were strange words concerning abilities called Dig and Dig Through. There were various numbers printed on it, and it all became a little indecipherable for me. I removed the band and scanned through the remaining cards. They were incredible. I saw Hitmonch, who boxers touch before entering the ring. There was Carp, who fishermen had carved into their boat to ensure a bountiful catch. And Pidge, who pilots prayed to before flying. I flicked through them, awestruck. The artistry was incredible. I was used to the colourless images shown in our national temples, but these were eye-catching and exciting. Yes, the names were all wrong, and the writing below the images escaped my understanding, but these images could easily fill a two-page essay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The final card was the best of all. A glorious, shiny image of the god Char, our fierce god of war. It caught the light coming in from the window, and the dragon god with wings spread was in the middle of a terrifying roar. Char was used to strike fear into the Republic's enemies, and this image would be splashed across our war machines the moment the military saw. I tore my eyes from the Char card, which was labelled incorrectly, of course, and studied the final item. A hardcover book titled Pokemon Encyclopedia, with a colourful image of Pika in the centre. I found my hand reaching unconsciously to my Pika charm and rubbed it for good luck. I opened the book and the first line almost physically knocked me to the floor. It read, Pokemon, or Pocket Monsters, is a children's card game created in Japan by Satoshi Tajiri, where trainers battle each other with fictional monsters. The words fictional and monsters screamed out at me. I hungrily devoured the book, skim reading it in what felt like minutes. It talked about this popular toy craze that started in an ancient forgotten civilization called Japan and spread across the globe. All I could think about was the millions of hours our people had wasted worshipping a children's toy, the thousands of lives destroyed in the name of Char, or as the encyclopedia called him, Charizard, a fictional, non-existent cartoon character. The great ecclesiastical republic had sold us a complete lie, and this book proved it. This book alone held the evidence to open the world's eyes. I took out my Pika Charm, and after a moment's hesitation, I threw it as hard as I could against the wall. It was just a chunk of useless metal after all. I had to get the word out, but how? Well then guys, after reading that story, I'm not surprised you wanted to see more from this subreddit. That was absolutely brilliant. I thoroughly enjoyed that. A really interesting, thought-provoking prompt, you know, in the first place. And then that story was really well written, really creative, and yeah, fantastic to read. I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. So I guess for this whole story to kind of make sense, we're set up to believe that there's a new regime that has come in, what, 500 years or so ago, and kind of worked their way around kind of deleting the history of our world as we know it. I think that's the point here. Opie is saying that prior to 300 years ago, there really isn't much information at all. So these time capsules alone are a very, you know, new original thing for his class to even be studying, which is very cool. I don't really know why a regime would want to come in and delete history. But I mean, to be fair, there are loads of, you know, kind of dark reasons why someone might want to do that. Or just there's literally, you know, any reason. Power, money, whatever. Doesn't really matter. A very interesting thought that someone could come in and over a number of years kind of, you know, transform the world we live in to such an extent that people literally don't even have any way of remembering what happened 500 years ago. That's crazy. But moving on to the fun stuff, the Pokemon, that is brilliant. I mean, I did scan this story firsthand. I was like, you guys are gonna love this, because imagine if Pokemon became the gods of our Earth. That would just be insane. I know Pokemon are held to such a high standard now, and, you know, especially in the last couple of years, people have really got into them. The prices for these cards, you know, when OP said about the Charizard, I was thinking, a shiny Charizard, you know, first edition, in pristine condition, PSA 10, that could be worth, in 500 years' time, we're talking millions. But yeah, it's crazy, because, like, they are so popular now, there's no reason as to why this couldn't theoretically happen. Yeah, it's obviously a slim chance, but who knows? Pokemon being gods, guys? Would you like it? It would be pretty cool. Genuinely, though, it wouldn't be the most outlandish thing. I'm not religious myself, as I've said a couple of times on my channel before in videos, but people pray to gods that they don't know exist. Pokemon, as we know them now, are fictional characters, but say we had some sort of new characters that just came out of nowhere and we didn't know if they were real or not, kind of like how the Pokemon are perceived in this, well, not Pokemon, but gods, it wouldn't really change anything. It would be the same sort of thing. Like, imagine, for example, Vishnu was just suddenly outed as a toy from 1,000 years ago, which no one knew about. It's possible. Yeah, it seems pretty silly, but who knows? It could easily happen. Why not? There's no reason to say it couldn't. Same thing happens here. We forget about Pokemon for some weird reason, and then they become our gods. Crazy. Here's a question for you. Would you rather pray to God, as you know him now, him, it, whatever, or Pikachu? For me, that's a tough one. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/writing prompts. Really enjoyed this story. Very creative stuff. Yeah, just a weird writing prompt in the first place, but OP has come through with a fantastic story that really, you know, fits well, makes me think, and is fun. Well done is all I can say. If you want to see more from this subreddit, there are a couple of videos on screen. New prompts, new stories. Again, really creative and just really fun to read. So yeah, check them out on screen if you want to. If you are new around here, please consider hitting this button as well to subscribe to my channel for daily Reddit videos just like this one. And if you do that, I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.